Training tips for dog owners. Dogs see us as pack mates and they are eager to please, making proper training as important for them as it is for us. When it is done right, training time can become bonding time too. Two-way communication. From the moment they come home, dogs do their best to communicate with us, to let us know what they want and need as well as how they feel. They strive to understand us too, which is why it is critical to find a way to let them know what is considered good behavior versus what isn't allowed. But this isn't a family event. For best results, the dog needs to be receiving input from just one person to avoid receiving conflicting or confusing signals. On a similar note, if there are multiple dogs in the household, it might also be best to exclude them from the training area too. Training a dog of any age is not all that dissimilar from teaching a child new skills. The process usually goes more smoothly when there are less distractions. What a dog needs to know. The usual goal is to create a set of commands that will help ensure the dog behaves as desired in a variety of situations. While it may seem like a great idea to train the dog to respond like the military and law enforcement dogs seen in movies and on TV, few owners are qualified to do so, and while a Belgian Malinois might be well suited to this, a Basset Hound, Labrador, or Yorkie probably is not. The initial challenge should be to establish the basics of sit, stay, come, outside, and know. These everyday skills create a foundation that allows more advanced training. All dogs can learn. Just as a child progresses from one grade level to the next, so too can a dog master new skills over time. Patience and love are the key for any skill training. It should not be rushed. When a dog becomes a member of a new pack, whether as a puppy or as a mature dog in the case of a rescue or other rehoming, it wants to know what is allowed. They all look for leader to lay down the rules. The adage, "You can't teach an old dog new tricks," was probably not written by someone who had a great relationship with their dog. With patience and affection, dogs of all ages can learn new skills, subject of course to their physical condition, agility, and level of desire to please. Rescue dogs that at first seem to be aloof and perhaps even a bit aggressive can, in a short time, respond to a loving environment to become sweet, playful, and affectionate. Be aware of the dog's limits. Not all can balance a treat on their nose or become a service dog. As noted earlier, dogs are eager to please, and especially so when it comes to pleasing the person they view as the leader of the pack. Those who have and love dogs are aware all dogs have different personalities, which the training procedure needs to match. Training techniques. After finding a quiet place to help ensure the best interaction, there are two approaches to consider: reward and aversion. The reward method involves giving the pup a treat or praise, or both. Positive reinforcement can speed training, as the dog learns to associate receiving a tasty treat or effusive praise with going outside for a potty break, or sitting demurely when asked to do so. On a related note, using treats as a reward is a time-honored technique, but care needs to be exercised to avoid suddenly realizing the dog is happy, obedient, and overweight. Aversion training can range from using a water bottle to spray a constantly barking dog to using an electric shock or vibration collar or using a pinch collar. Shock collars can certainly be effective, but learning via fear or pain is never a good approach and often will not lead to a positive bond with a dog that is a member of the family. Those who say, "Oh, they don't feel it or care," need to wear a shock collar or a pinch collar for even a short time to experience it firsthand. Few that do so will ever use it again on their dog. A vibration-only collar is a much better option. The water bottle approach tends to be effective. The trick is to go from using a short, quick mist while saying "water bottle" to using an empty bottle. Just the sight and sound often prove enough to stop unwanted actions. Eventually, the phrase "water bottle" can be as effective as a misting. Becoming upset or angry at a dog is never appropriate and can lead to aggressive behavior on the dog's part. For this reason, young children who may not yet have a well-developed sense of emotional maturity or persons who simply don't like dogs should not be tasked with training. In addition to focused training times, skills can and should be reinforced at the dog park, on neighborhood walks, and while at home curled on the couch watching TV. Sit, stay. Bonding through training. Make it fun. Training time should be fun time. Use tasty treats to reward good behavior and practice commands like sit and stay while out in public, always rewarded with effusive praise. Old dogs learn new tricks too. Dogs of all ages respond well to positive reactions and are eager to please, so make time to work with the pooch to master new tricks that are appropriate to its age and physical condition. Patience is a virtue. It takes some dogs longer than others to perfect a new command, so go slow, be loving, and make sure you both are having fun.